Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the future Willowdale Park here in the town of Amherst. As I'm Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, I'm pleased to be joined by a lot of colleagues from Erie County as well as the town of Amherst and New York State. From New York State, we're joined by Assemblywoman Karen McMahon, who's been instrumental in helping to get funds for this project. I think that's it from New York State. From the County of Erie, of course, we are joined by legislator Jean Vinyl, and I appreciate her support for this project. And from the county as well, we are joined by our Commissioner of the Parks Department, Troy Schinzel, as well as the Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, Bill Geary. We are joined by Chuck Bartlett, our supervising ranger for the Parks Department. And Rich Stanton from the Erie County Department of Law, who's played a lot of work on this project. As you can imagine, when you're talking about transferring a property, there's always legal work that's involved. So I want to thank Rich and the team from the County Attorney's Office for their work. We are, of course, joined by many partners from the town of Amherst, including the Deputy Supervisor, Sean Lavin. Supervisor Brian Culpa could not be here today because he's doing something right now at the University of Buffalo, where I will be going fairly soon thereafter to see Dr. Satish Tripathi's final State of the University at 11. But I want to thank Supervisor Culpa for his work to get to this point. And we're very pleased to be joined by Deputy Supervisor Sean Lavin. We are also joined by Town Board members Michael Zucala, as well as Jackie Berger and Angela Marinucci. And I thank them all for the support of this project. This is a very good day. As you may know, yesterday the town board officially voted to transfer property to Erie County so that we could create Willowdale Park. For more than a decade, this what was Westwood Country Club has sat vacant in the heart of the town of Amherst. The town of Amherst is the largest town, not only in Erie County, but it's the largest town all the way until basically Long Island in all of New York State, with more than 130,000 residents. But it doesn't have and has never had a county park in it. And we're here today to celebrate what will be Willowdale Park, which will include the restoration of 9 holes of the old Westwood Country Club, including 7 of the original Willowdale Golf Club, which was designed in the early part of the 20th century by Willie Park Jr., a famed golf course architect and 2-time winner of the Open Championship, the British Open. So it's a very historic location. And then the other portion of this park, of course, will become a passive park, including some recreational activities for the youth and families up front here near what is the old clubhouse. Erie County will be investing in total over $9 million in this project. There's been some critique of this project, as we know, by some making it sound like it's not costing Erie County anything. Well, Erie County is investing more than $9 million in total with regards to this project, to ensure that we take what really is just a wasteland right now, of empty land in the middle of the town of Amherst and turning it into this incredible park that will be utilized by so many people. Not just town of Amherst residents, but Erie County residents, but specifically by town of Amherst residents. I want to give a shout out to all the members of the Amherst Town Board for their belief in this project as being one that can be successful. But this was one of those projects sometimes that's too big to take on by a municipality. It reminds me of the reclamation and restoration of the old Bethlehem Steel property in Lackawanna. It's different. But for many years, people kept on saying, why can't Lackawanna just do something with that property? It was too big a project for the city of Lackawanna to take on, and that's why it took support and for the county to take it over with support from the city of Lackawanna, but our partners in New York State government. And we were able to get that project done. And that's exactly what's happening here today. We're going to get this project done where it sat for a long time. This is not going to be wasted space, but it's not going to be turned into overdevelopment, which unfortunately has occurred at various points in the town of Amherst history. I do not want to see this incredible land, which is one of the largest acreages still not developed in the town of Amherst, turned into housing developments. We believe that there's a better way, a way for our community to enjoy this parcel going forward. And that's why we're here today to celebrate what really is the groundbreaking for Willowdale Park. The county's actually been doing work, not on the site, but behind the scenes at this location for some time now with regards to environmental testing, as well as working with our contractor, Ferry Golf, to begin the process to rebuild the golf course. Thankfully, it doesn't really need to be totally rebuilt. We have to rebuild some greens and tees, but the fairways, bunkering, that a lot of that stuff's in actually okay shape. And so there's not a whole lot of work that's going to have to be done on it. When we had the event earlier this year to announce this, we had hoped that we'd be able to open the golf course in spring of next year. It's probably not going to happen. We're gotten too late a start for the year to do that, but we are hoping that by the end of next year, we'll be able to open the golf course. We'll have the passive park open in next year. And I want to say to my partners in government, especially our friends in the town of Amherst, thank you. Thank you for understanding that this is a project that was a little bit too big to take on for the town, but one that needed to be done. And we in the county have a proud history of getting big projects done. So I want to thank our partners in the town of Amherst. I want to thank our legislator, Gene Vinyl, has been a strong proponent of this project and understands the importance of the people of the town of Amherst. I want to thank our assemblywoman for helping support this project through funds through New York State. This is something that people are really going to enjoy when it opens. I'm really looking forward to the day when we can say Willowdale Park is open. It will be in phases. But when it happens, people are going to realize this incredible asset that exists right in the middle of the town of Amherst that will be enjoyed by all because it will be a people's park. Right now, they're holding the Ryder Cup downstate in Long Island at what's called the People's Country Club at Bethpage Black Golf Course in the Bethpage Complex. Well, this is going to be the People's Park, maybe not a country club, but the People's Park, something that they can enjoy forever. This is not going to change. If you know anything about our park system, once it's a park forever. So I'm very much pleased that we're here today to kick off what will be the restoration of 9 holes of the old Westwood Country Club into Willowdale Golf Course and the rebuilding or what needs to be done to ensure that the rest of the passive park can be enjoyed by all. We said this would not happen without the foresight of our friends in the town of Amherst. So again, I want to thank Supervisor Brian Culpa, who could not be here this morning, for his longstanding support of this project and also understanding that the town of Amherst needed to move it to somewhere else so that it could get done. And we are joined today by the Deputy Supervisor of the town of Amherst, Sean Lavin, to speak on the town's behalf. Supervisor, Deputy Supervisor,
County Executive. I want to thank the County Executive. Nobody does this alone. This is a partnership. This is a testament to good government in the works. You had partners in, I want to thank Erie County Legislator Gene Vinyl. She was instrumental in making this happen along with the County Executive, along with our state partners. Assemblymember Karen McMahon, who was also an advocate of this project from the get-go. And for the rest of the town board here, I know Supervisor Culpa could not be here, but Councilmember Berger, Marinucci, and Councilmember Zukawa all have been an advocate of this project. We are going to preserve 171 acres of green space for our kids, for our kids' kids, and generations to come. And I think this is really a testament to what the government can do when we listen to people. So I wanted to say thank you again to all of the members here who did this. And this is a promise that myself, along with Supervisor Culpel and Councilmember Berger, made to residents in the surrounding community. In 2017, we made a promise we were going to keep this park green. And here we are, just under the wire at 7 years, to make this a green space forever. So we made a promise to people, and we kept that promise. And I'm excited for what the future will be. And thank you again to the county executive and our Erie County legislative partners.
Thank you, Sean. This park will go under the auspices of the Erie County Department of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry. And they have more than 10,000 acres of parkland across Erie County to enjoy, and now we have another 140 plus to include to that inventory. The Parks Department, of course, is run by our Commissioner Troy Schinzel and his great team, including our Deputy Parks Commissioners Jimbo McDonald and Nicole Roberto, who are here. And I just want to say, I know we have the right team to make certain that this project gets done in the Parks Department. So it's my pleasure to introduce our Commissioner Troy Schinzel.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll just expand upon the previous conversation. It's as Commissioner Parks, honestly, it's like Christmas morning. This, you know, we've been waiting, and it's here. And for us as work in the Parks Department, to add 170 acres, this kind of acres to our roster is amazing. It fills a niche here in Amherst that we simply honestly don't have. So it's a generational opportunity for us here to acquire this property. I want to talk about partnerships because we've talked about it to get to this point. Everyone here had a place in that. But we're going to need that partnership with Amherst and several others moving forward. There's a multi-phase process here. Amherst still has responsibility and going to help us build an accessible playground, parking lot, event space. We're going to work on the golf course and the passive park. So there's still a lot of moving pieces and parts that have to happen to this. And honestly, we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to get it done. We got Ferry Golf here already. Our vendor who's going to work on the golf course, who has a strong knowledge of this golf course and the history of this golf course. And we'll bring in our other contractors to talk about pro shops and the work that has to happen to get this open as soon as possible. So just an exciting day. Like I said, it's almost like Christmas morning. Really excited that we've got to this point. We're going to need everyone here to still work and support us and add this beautiful 170 acres to our roster. So thank you, everyone.
It's Christmas morning today. Tomorrow won't be, and I'll be telling the commissioner, when are we getting open? When are we getting open?
Correct. Short-lived.
Yes. You'll enjoy it for a day. We would not be here today also without the support from our partners in New York State government, which have provided funding for the inclusive playground and the activity areas that will be up there. So it's my pleasure to introduce the Assemblywoman who's been a fighter for this park as well as funding for it, Karen McMahon.
Thanks, Mark. What a great day for Amherst and for all of Erie County, really. I'm thrilled to be here. It was great to drive in the driveway today and see that there were no parked cars. And I envision the day when that fence will come down and we'll have a park for everybody to enjoy. For those of us who are old enough to remember, this was a very historic Jewish country club at one time, the Westwood. And it was purchased by a group of people who wanted to develop it into housing and commercial space. And the community, the surrounding residents, said, no, thank you. We want to keep this a park. We want to keep Westwood green. This was years ago, as I think Sean said, it was 2017 when we really were talking about it. And since then, we had a lot of community engagement, community meetings. There were challenges and roadblocks and lawsuits. And finally, we got to a point where the county and the town were able to work together and really present a great plan that preserves green space, creates some golf, not an entire 18-hole golf course, but the historic Willowdale Golf Course, and allows for the community to enjoy all this beautiful acreage right in the heart of Amherst. As a state assembly member, I was really proud to be able to bring some state resources to this project. As they said, there's going to be an inclusive playground somewhere in the corner up there, I think. I'm not exactly sure where. But I look forward to the day when children of all abilities can come here with their families and enjoy the park. I've learned something in my short time in government and politics, that you cannot please everyone all the time. But I know in my heart that most people in Amherst want a park here. They want to keep it green space. They want the fence to come down, and they want to enjoy this space. So I want to thank our county executive, Mark Poloncarz. I want to thank Brian Culpa, supervisor of the town of Amherst, the town board, Gene Vinyl, county legislature, because we all work together to make this happen. Thank you all for being here, and I look forward to enjoying this park in the coming, maybe next year, hopefully next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Assemblywoman. If not next year, definitely 2027. I'd love to have it open, at least part of it, so that the public can enjoy it next year. We don't do things alone in Erie County government. We have our partners in the legislature, and one of my strong partners is legislator Jean Vinyl. She's been a strong advocate for this project for a long time now. She's been saying, Amherst deserves a county park. You may have heard her say that before. Well, Amherst is getting its county park. And I want to thank Legislator Vinyl for her strong advocacy for this. So, Legislator Vinyl.
Thank you. Mark Poloncarz always says that, I say, we don't have Como Park, we don't have Emory Park. And he said, those are county jewels. That's true, but it's different if you live next door, nearby to one of those county jewels. When I grew up on East Elevin and practically lived there for the first 20-some years of my life. Every day when I was little, we walked to Schiller Park, which was a gorgeous, beautiful park, you know, as part of the Olmsted system. And we swam, we played tennis, we walked, we had picnics with our friends, with our families. It was just a huge, beautiful park, and still is. And we don't have that in Amherst before this. And we don't have, and the Olmsted parks, when were they started? You probably all know because you're journalists, but like they started by a congressman getting Olmsted to come. The congressman was in what war? The Civil War. Think about that. The congressman who brought Olmsted to build those parks was from the Civil War. And then we have all these beautiful parks that were FDR parks, which was before another war, World War II. So now this is the one time when we talk about multi-generational and forever. This is a park that is a park that is a park for itself. It's not an afterthought of extra space next to a highway and between an electric line where we're going to put in four baseball diamonds and use it every day, every hour, every space for activities. This is going to be a park just like the grand parks of Olmsted and Buffalo and the grand parks in the county where people can walk and stroll and have moments for their whole family of things that are the most important events of their life. So I am just very grateful for this opportunity, and I know that it'll last for many generations, for my children, for any future grandchildren that my four children provide, if they do, you know, not pressuring anyone, and their children, et cetera. So, and I hope for all of your children and grandchildren as well. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.